welcome to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. Today, myself, David Krennan, and four other professional comedian types will be playing through the new Star Wars RPG podcast. So let's get right on into it. The last thing is, there's not much in way of weapons.
I figure I keep my vibro-axe on me.
Logan, you've got... What is your weapon?
I have a blaster pistol and my fist.
I have a light blaster, stun grenades, and my fist.
I have a... I have a disguise kit. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere.
So, as you guys are about to go, the captain does go... I'll stay here and do what I can to help these recruits keep it together while you're gone. We're relying on you. You're gonna need something out there. I don't know what it was that hit us, but take this. And the blaster rifle she had in the corner, she offers that up.
I guess I'll take it.
Great. Then you guys travel out. You're crunching your way along the kind of, it's just hard sandstone, red and orange. A lot of steep cliffs and stuff like that. You finally reach the edge of kind of a long plateau. There's a bunch of thick mossy undergrowth with these huge fern plants that grow out of it, and you guys kind of have to make your way through that down this long slope. You're following Gippy the whole way, who's
just this way, just round the corner. Follow me.
When I need a vigilance check.
I have vigilance.
Gary, roll it up. Two purple.
Also, you should get a boost, because I'm concentrating your efforts in that general direction. I seem to remember something from 20, 30 years ago.
When he was 50 or 60.
Spry, young man.
It's a fail, because they can't
cancel out. And what would your guys' general marching order be? Who's in the front?
Well,
Gippy.
I'd be following shortly behind Gippy to make sure he doesn't die.
I'd be bringing up the back. I'd have a bunch of people in front of me so I could retreat
if needed. I'm just somewhere.
Great.
You're off to the right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm always a little off center.
You're going through some mossy ferns and stuff like that. Moss on the ground, thick moss, ferns all around you. You're coming down this slope. You lose your footing a little bit, stumble out of the ferns onto an open expanse, and there are just three stormtroopers standing there. That's your failure. You didn't notice them. Success with your advantage. They're equally surprised by you. You can see that they're lightly armored, scout troopers. Three of them, they're kind of a little bit apart from each other. And behind them, 30 or 40 feet away, three speeder bikes sitting over there. All of them have the visors on, and they've got the binocular rangefinder things and stuff like that around their necks. The other of you guys are still in the ferns. Let's roll initiative. Okay, so we'll go Gippy. Followed by Logan, followed by Derek, followed by the Wookiee. So, Logan, you're the only one who's visible. All three of the stormtroopers raise their guns. Freeze! Where are you from? Put up your hands in the air. Hands up.
Yeah.
Come this way. Get over here. Down on the ground.
I was sent here to meet you guys.
Okay. They're asking you to get down on the ground. Do you?
Yeah.
And that's definitely a deception roll.
Yeah. Thank God you guys are here.
May the force be with you.
You weren't at the first checkpoint. The dragon these. I'll go.
Oh. A lot of advantage. Four advantage.
On a four fail.
Don't listen to him. He's lying. Get down now!
I'm already down, dickbag.
Shut up! Who do you think you're screwing with? Who are you? What's your name? What's your rank? Advantage is that... they're all focused entirely on him. They're paying no attention to anyone else who might be out there. Yeah, everybody when they go gets a boost. Gippy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pull out my blaster. I'm going to waddle on down, because it's that poor boy has been a while. I think I heard some screaming. Everyone clearly heard everything that just happened. I heard something vaguely. Okay, all right, cool. I'm going to take aim with my blaster and just kind of try and pick off one of the troopers, if that's possible.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Cool. I take aim. I've killed hundreds of men in duels in my day.
So that is three successes and one threat.
So I'm going to say you take one strain from your...
Fair enough.
Just moving.
Just moving. It's six plus nine. Three, which would equal nine.
Just crack shot right in the head. He goes down.
My neck.
Holy shit. He's bad.
Still got it.
Like, I see you come out of the ferns like that, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah. And you just take one out.
Yeah, just one of the guys who stayed on you just, no problem. All
kind
right.
Of like a T-Rex.
Right. Like, a blind T-Rex. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the guys goes down.
Yeah, I imagine that pulls focus a little bit. I'm going to try to roll over real quick and take out.
Okay, so you're prone. Yeah. That
like
means
hot prone.
That's true. I'm going to give you a setback die on that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to upgrade that you roll over onto a rock. So I'm also going to upgrade the difficulty. Or like there's just, you're trying to get out of your blaster, but like it's like.
I rolled on a rock. I'm smooth when I draw.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. So like you roll over just onto there's like a chunky bunch of stone right in the middle of your back.
Oh, and I get a boost, right?
Boost, a setback, a red and a purple.
Wow, that's a lot of dice in my hand. That's going to be magic.
That's a dice pool. And you have one success?
Yeah.
The second guy, you know, just straight up under the chin. Just falls down. You roll around and then just back up to your feet and hop up. No problem. Derek, you're up.
All right, so Derek moves over, sees these guys get blasted, and he's not really a fighter. He kind of doesn't like all this stuff. So to fight, he has to like call on his fictional character. So he takes out his light blaster and aims it at the final stormtrooper, and he says, "Let's crunch some numbers." And he gets ready.
This
to shoot.
This droid is amazing.
So this is two purple, two green, and a boost.
Okay.
So that is a fail, but it's a three advantage.
Okay, so you miss?
Miss. I feel like it zings right by his crotch.
He's
a little shaky. It's just,
yeah.
It's
like,
ooh, okay. Ooh.
He like jumps
Kill
back.
Kill me, please, before doing that, is the stormtrooper's thought.
So Lorik, now that Lorik's on the ground, not in his spaceship, has something to vent his frustrations on. Just takes his vibro axe, and I imagine that there's like the rocky ledge, and they're kind of just slightly below.
Mm-hmm.
Just does like a jump over the head axe smash into the last stormtrooper.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
Ooh! You don't see it, but there's a triumph.
Ooh!
And
this guy may not make it out.
God, this is nice. He's dead. He's dead.
Okay, so you use a maneuver to do like a cool jump.
Yes.
You come flying in. What do you do to this guy?
Well, I mean, it's Star Wars, so I think it just clunks into him. He falls kind of prone.
But it's our Star Wars.
Yeah.
That was tremendous. Yeah, paint a good picture.
It lands right between his head and his shoulder and just kind of like accordions him. Like, he just kind of like Y. He turns into a Y.
Picture,
oh God.
Like, T-1000 when
yes.
he split screaming over
yeah.
the...
Oh, God. And then I, like, anime, like, twirl my axe and put it back, you know?
Do you make a Wookiee growl at the end of that?
Yes. Okay. It sounds like this. Ah!
You're back up on your feet, Logan. Everyone else is out there. And Wookiee, you stand up with your handful of three awesome speeder bike keys.
Like, hey, look what I got, but you just hear... like a Wookiee.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take three of them to hold
Thank here. Goodness some transport at last.
So Derek's like, I have a permit.
Someone will have to share speeder bike, it looks like, at this point.
I think
point.
The Wookiee will share with...
The Wookiee's going to share with Gippy. Yeah, I'm not quite sure could handle it.
Derek is thinking like, do we have that sheet of metal? We could possibly pull you now.
The three bikes pulling the sheet of metal.
Just going like 300 miles an hour.
I just like the Star Wars like clock wipe, and then like it's basically just like some sort of like leaf apparatus tied to three speeder bikes. I'm just like, try it.
Amazing.
Throw speed ahead.
No, I do see. So, Gippy and the Wookiee try and get on the same speeder bike, and it's just scraping the ground. Just That's not going to work.
Or there's a rock. There's a little rock, and it just can't get past it.
For some reason, the speeder bike is malfunctioning.
It's out of gas in 2 minutes.
And then the Wookiee gets off, and it's still the same.
It looks like Wookiee and Gippy won't work.
Derek and Wookiee will ride with the Wookiee.
Who's driving?
Derek's like, could I be cool?
All right, you could try.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay, Gippy, you've got yours, and Logan, you've got yours.
It looks like one of those little wooden horses, you know, like it's barely... what's that jutting out of him?
Marlon Brando on a tricycle.
Can I check the bodies?
Yeah, they do. They all do have a rangefinder binoculars.
Does this make me look cool?
They have comlinks, but short-range comlinks, so just what you, like walkie-talkies or cell phones that you would use to talk with other people. They're obviously all wearing stormtrooper armor.
Yeah, what? I'd like to take a set.
Can someone roll a perception for me?
Yes, I shall. Two successes.
Two successes. You find two frag grenades as well.
I hold them up and just start shaking them.
Armless Wookiee! Are you taking the frag grenades, Gippy?
That's a terrible idea.
It's a great idea.
Give me theirs! I'll have it.
Okay, everybody else has got yours. And who's taking stormtrooper armor and wearing that?
I would like to, but not put it on.
Okay, so you've just got
Gippy would like to put on. I am a master of disguise. And I will attempt it, but then get discouraged by the amount of effort.
You're trying
it
to get the stormtrooper helmet on your Mon Calamari head.
No, I don't need this to feel secure about my manhood.
All right, so you guys go tearing off on your newly found speeder bikes down through the canyons. As you guys zip on, or in Gippy's case, putter.
Yes.
Putter off.
You have to follow Gippy. I mean, like...
Yeah, so we get a screen wipe as you throw down the stormtrooper armor screen wipe to Logan looking super cool, zipping off. Derek and the Wookiee together. Wookiee's hair's flying back in the wind. Gippy coming along behind, going
up ahead this way to the left.
You guys come up over a rise, and for the first time, get a glorious scene of Alderaan in the sky above you. This moon is fairly close to the planet, so Alderaan takes up a good portion of the sky, the jewel planet of the core systems. It's like Earth if the land and water proportions were flipped. So it's mostly gorgeous green fields and everything like that. And instead of big oceans, it's just covered with millions of beautiful freshwater lakes and rivers and everything like that.
Derek's like, while he's driving, he's like looking at the comic and now the cover's Earth. And then he moves it and he sees Alderaan. He's like, oh, cool. Like they like to base Earth off of Alderaan.
You guys travel for a while, just dust kicking up behind you is all you have. The blip is getting closer and closer on... Who has the compad? You do, Derek.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you hear the boop, boop. And the signal's getting stronger. And it is a fairly strong signal now that you're getting closer. Nothing on the comlink right now, Logan, as you're listening into it. The plateau kind of dips down, and there's a descent into a narrow, tall-sided canyon. Huge natural stone arches, which like come like looming out over you, that has another arch over that and another arch that comes over that. Like these like beautiful like networks of like arch after arch that you guys are going through and then under, and then you're going over one, and you're kind of wending your way back and forth as you make your way through these canyons. Finally, there's like you have to slow to a stop as you reach a box canyon, kind of a dead end in front of you. The beeping is coming from another little ways. You can see you're not too far off, but you're going to have to get off the speeder bikes, it looks like, and climb directly up the box canyon in front of you. Vigilance check from Logan.
Oh, no.
Specifically. You say, oh, no, under your voice?
Three success.
You suddenly pick up on a crackle on your comlink, which is going, sighted below, is all you suddenly hear on, which will give you guys...
Time to be cool.
Time to, yes, to make a cool check or a vigilance check, your choice. Okay, so it's going to be Derek, Gippy, Lorak, and then Logan. So. Coming up over the ridge, you guys see three, like a squad of stormtroopers come up with a sergeant stormtrooper there. Logan, you'd recognize this, having spent a little time in the Imperials, marked by this orange shoulder pad. And then another squad, then another squad come up and are looking down at you. They raise their guns up, and when the sergeant goes, "Down, down, stop them!" And then, all of a sudden, just a hail of laser fire, blaster fire, comes raining down on you guys. You guys are at long range here, so it's three purples.
By the way, are you rolling an attack against me?
I'm going to roll an attack against, yeah, you're a pretty big target.
If you are, I'd like to use my dodge talent.
Gippy, why do you have a dodge talent?
I have reflexes like a Sindarian cat.
So I'm making one attack on Gippy, one attack on the Wookiee, and one attack on our good friend Logan.
I need this.
12 points of damage. yeah, so like two bolts just strike you.
Oh. Okay, cool, which brings me down to three.
That was a pretty hard hit.
I'm the tank.
Sure.
the diplomat tank.
Okay, they generated three disadvantage.
Could there be something that he gets shot off the speeder bike, revs the speeder bike, so now the like beam of it...
Yeah, the speeder bike revs out of control. Without a pilot on it, it just shoots up the side of the cliff and like up into the stormtroopers who are like bowled over. Like, oh! Wookiee, fail.
Oh, thank God.
And a wipe. So just blaster fire, just shooting all around you. And Logan, fail with one disadvantage. So, Derek, looking around, you can see that there's large boulders and things like that. If you wanted to dive behind those, you can also see a tunnel leading off, like just a cave, basically, leading inside. And you can't quite see how far it goes.
All right, so Derek. Not since he missed the last guy, he's not feeling as confident in his blaster. But, and this is embarrassing for him to admit, because it's sort of like a lame comic of the Earth brand. It's the Dr. Gladys Reynolds series.
Okay.
But he actually really is like loves medicine, but it's like a lame comic to be into. So he's gonna try and heal up Gippy while he's by him.
And you could upgrade one of your greens into another yellow if you wanted to.
Nah. Okay. He likes Gippy. He's not that crazy. So once again, Dr. Gladys Reynolds, he'll be like, it's time to take care of business. all right, here we go. Ooh, a triumph. He's kind of like on the ground. And I get strategically like, so he's still going to get a lot of the fire. But
Gippy will.
I'm patching the exit wounds.
From the back.
Yeah. I mean,
like, okay.
I need this human, this shield to stay.
Now.
Good job. Gippy, you're up.
All right. I think I'm going to spend, I'm going to take a maneuver to use a stim pack because I have four of those. So I'm just going to like dig into one of my folds and just stick like this stim pack in my neck. And just go, blah, blah, blah. So there's like how many stormtroopers around us?
At least nine that you can see.
Nine. I don't think we're... I don't like those odds.
Including three sergeants among them.
Yeah, I don't like those odds. Could I try to deceive these stormtroopers into thinking that I died? And therefore they'll target somebody else?
Yes.
All right, because I'd like you. To fall backwards onto the droid.
Okay. onto the droid. I love it. Okay, roll to make them think that you're...
So you're going to put on death makeup?
No, I'm just going to go... Oh! I'm just going to feign having a heart attack, I suppose.
You were shot almost to death, so that's believable. You did get healed, but you did it in such a way that they wouldn't see.
Yeah.
He's behind him catching holes.
It's and like we wrote this.
They're pretty far out, so I say only two purple for this.
I get two successes and one threat.
Okay, well, I think we agree that the threat is that you fall onto your droid friend as planned.
Yeah, as planned.
Yeah.
You take 30 points of damage.
Yeah, I'm dead.
No,
can
you're
I
just,
pretend to be dead? By dying?
Knocks you prone under your bulk and you collapse, but you successfully appear, you're just tongue out X's in the, like, your cataract's already glazed over, so no one can tell anyway. So, yep, you look pretty dead, even to your own comrades.
Where the hell's Derek? We gotta get out of here.
Can I cause kind of like a rock slide, causing them to fall down all the way?
It does look like it's kind of sandstone, so that would crumble. Yeah. Your blaster wouldn't do it, but maybe one of the frag grenades would.
Ooh.
Which I have. To attack. My brilliant plan was to convince them that I was dead, and then once you guys had run, like, once they'd forgotten about me, I would rise and chuck grenades at them.
All right, difficulty two purples?
That's pretty great, but she's stealing all your grenades.
So I'm throwing one of the frag grenades. No going back.
Okay, and yeah, you're probably not too gentle with his body either because you think he's dead, so you're just like, wah!
You just hear, like, the corpse is making just kind of weird grunts of, like,
giggles.
Moderate pleasure. Like,
unless you gas or leave his body.
Oh, God, no.
So I succeed and incur one threat.
So you chuck it. Boom! You blow away part of the ledge. Frag grenade goes off right beneath their feet. There's a... They've got pretty good athletics. I'm going to make some athletics checks for them. If they succeed, one stormtrooper dead. Crushed by rocks. Second stormtrooper dead. Crushed by rocks as well.
And let's upgrade to setback die.
Well, let's upgrade it again.
Despair.
A success with a despair. So that we'll say was the stormtrooper sergeant succeeds on this final one.
But he drops his weapon. That's the despair.
Blaster rifle!
So he'll have to spend two maneuvers Wookie. To get up.
He
and
lands
up.
And his feet crack through his fallen comrade's
face. Their
and that's what breaks his fall a little bit, but it causes him to drop his weapon.
That's what happens. Oh, God! Oh, no!
Jesus, no!
All of these things are like, they play so much better with just like the triumphant John Williams cues just playing behind all of this. Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Logan.
So there's six still up on the ledges.
Yeah.
I think you're dead. You vanished.
Most likely I'm dead.
I'm going to run. My guy would run to the cave and shoot. So I'm going for, because I know the sergeant decoration. Mm-hmm. I hate these. And I'm going to say, surrender now, and two of you can live.
Okay. I like it.
That's really good.
Oh,
damn. No, it's not really good.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
That's what I meant.
Okay, still alive. He takes the shot, just...
Damn you! The Empire will never fall, rebel scum!
That's for Gippy, you... And maybe Derek.
And they're like, Derek wasn't our fault.
That brings us back to the stormtroopers. The two sergeants who are still up there, you hear them go, no, something.
But we can hear it in the comms, right?
You've got the comm. You can hear. Okay, you hear a voice going, the repeating blasters. Get the repeating blasters. Which you would know from your time in the service are like portable artillery,
right?
Basically. They have like a tripod, they're gonna get out and just open fire on you guys. So you see the guys up there like fall back from the edge. Okay, Derek, you're up.
Well, no, I'm not. Way down.
Wink.
So I feel like Derek certainly would have the strength to move Gippy.
He's a droid.
But he doesn't know that.
Right.
So I. When he fell, I turned my head to the side, and so through the flap I can see.
Yeah, it's like there's mostly flub, and then just like a narrow strip of light.
I'm gonna say I see the.
General. It's also like the world around you is like, just the fat is it's kind just, of like, yeah. It's like, but it's like all slowly like settling
but
over
it's very
you.
Warm and comforting. It's like
yeah,
kind
it's
of
a
being
death
in the
blanket.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Death blanket.
Death blanket.
The smell also, what would you smell like?
Well, I mean, to complete the illusion, he did the post-death defecation.
Oh. So very briny.
Briny.
He's a Mon Calamarians apparently smell of the sea and salt.
No.
So okay. Yeah, it's kind of a pleasant, like,
Ocean breeze.
Yeah. Ocean, okay. Like, yeah, it's actually kind of...
So he's like, he's drowning.
Okay.
Derek, smothered under the salt blanket, has his light blaster. He's looking at the...
Okay.
Sergeant? And then once again, it's kind of muffled, but he's like, let's see if things start adding up.
another equip for every occasion.
Bill Hogan.
Gone from healing to killing.
This makes perfect sense. It is a success with a 5 threat.
So you hit the guy. What is your damage?
My damage. So it's a 5 damage.
Okay. Clips the guy. Still up though. Doesn't take him down. His stormtrooper armor seems to soak most of that. The 5 threat. How do you see that as going?
Do you lose one of my frag grenades that was attached to me?
I see.
That might be pretty close to.
Does the recoil trigger it?
5. Well.
And you just hear pop.
If it was a 5 fail. That would probably be, but well, this is just threat.
What about, okay, 5 threat.
Yeah, just a...
My hand's out, but at this point, the, like, recoil blast, for some reason, it, like, muscle relaxes Gippy even more. So
you hit a pressure point?
So he completely envelops me, and I take a, like, 3 strain.
And it breaks my illusion, because I just go... Oh my, that's lovely.
So committed. Oh, you like shit yourself, but then you forget because it feels so
it's
good.
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, that's where the threat is. So
I like it.
Like, that's amazing.
All the stormtroopers know that I'm fine now, I guess.
Just taking a nap.
Giant target.
But, and I'm like, but oh, Derek shit. Is essentially safe. Yeah. Okay, so you take some strain from being completely enveloped now.
Except my hand on the blaster's out. So my next turn might create some wildfire.
Some wild shots. And the muffled sounds of, it's time for business.
Yeah.
It's time for business.
Oh, there's going to be some more puns.
So imagine being on one of these cliffs and looking down and seeing this fat guy smelling kelp, and then you just see a little hand
shooting out from underneath. I do imagine they're looking down on the Gippy Derek pile and are just trying to comprehend what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Did something just crawl out of that man's pile?
Does he just have blasters on his
head? Is it a robot? Did he give birth? Did he die and give birth to a robot?
Is that come out of him?
Gippy has shattered the illusion, but feels phenomenal. Like, nobody's really gotten in there and done any deep tissue work in a while. So, I'll use one maneuver to stand.
Thank God.
So just...
I think the droid might still be stuck in your back fat when you come up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, your movement on your turn will be to, like, pry yourself free.
Oh, the visuals.
Jigs up, gentlemen!
And then I'm just going to take one of my frag grenades and just... shuck it at the sergeant stormtrooper.
Who's standing right next to me.
Skidoo, Wookiee friend!
And then I just, like, throw the grenade at the guy, and then I want to spend 2 strain to run. Can I do it in this order? That's a rules question.
Absolutely.
Take a maneuver to stand, attack, and then spin 2 strain to run to the tunnel?
Yes, you can.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go ahead and
take the droid with you.
Make your ranged light roll, yeah. The droid is coming.
My ranged light roll. I would like to spend a destiny point.
Skidoo, Wookiee friend!
And then I throw the grenade, it explodes, it doesn't kill the guy, and then 3 guys come more, and then I go, oh! I just start running away towards the tunnel.
And then they look at your back like,
yeah.
That's crazy armor he's wearing.
Yeah!
Lorak, you're up.
Oh, wait, sorry, for my movement, can I just start hoofing it to the cave?
Yeah. So that puts everyone over to the cave. Logan, your friends have just rushed by you. You can see that the cave seems to extend back into the mountain a little way.
So I'm going to cover the retreat.
Okay, sounds good. Up on the cliff top, the stormtroopers up there come back. Sergeant's going, tripod comes down. Big old honking laser thing is put on top of that by 2 of the other stormtroopers. And the sergeant gets behind it, guy goes on the other end, and just starts filling the canyon down below with laser fire.
So I'm going to look at him, I'm going to smile, and said, I changed my mind. And I'm going to shoot the top of the cave for a cave-in.
Okay.
To cut it off.
You're going for a cave-in. Yeah, we'll say so you're just going to shoot. You probably can just shoot wildly into the rooftop. That sounds good.
Or precisely, so it's like...
Badass.
Roll it up.
2-2.
Ooh. That's not bad. The roof caves in around you. Dust comes up, and you guys are trapped in this cave.
They find a skeleton of a Mon Calamari skeleton inside of a Wookiee skeleton.
The cave seems to extend away from the collapsed cave-in deeper in. There's some twists and stuff like that.
What about the rangefinder binoculars? Can't they be switched to...
Night vision, sure.
Yeah, I think I had them.
Gippy has been gripping at everybody frantically.
I don't enjoy enclosed spaces. I cannot see where I'm going. Please, lead on. Who knows? Who can see?
Gippy can't grab me because he can't reach.
Right.
The spot on his back.
Would you know that someone is stuck on your back, or would you just assume...
I know, this is like the best he's felt in a while. Like, it's just like the perfect pressure points.
Are you crushed?
Cannons, right?
Are you crushed face in, Derek, or face out? Can you speak?
Sideways.
Okay, sideways in. So a whole shoulder and arm are basically embedded in your back, aligning your spine. Pressing into the cave, you guys are threatened by an enormous, weird creature that comes out, a huge dragon hawk. The cave kind of expands larger and larger. And it kind of goes up and up, and you find yourself almost in this, like, giant nest with this huge thing that comes towards you, lunging out at you. Giant, it's like 15-meter wingspan, so like a 45-foot wingspan, covered in these giant, huge green and black feathers and this massive fanged beak. Everyone has to make a fear check in order to hold your ground and avoid running off. Beyond this thing, behind it, you can see there's an exit onto the, must be like a mountainside or something like that. In the center of that, though, there seems to be like the thing's nest that you'll have to go through to get through to the other side. Fail? Everyone fails?
With two advantage.
Yeah, I failed as well.
Oh, great. Everyone quails in fear at this thing.
Would I be afraid of it if I don't see it?
No. Are you still stuck in the guy's back?
Yeah,
we'll say
yeah. I'm just apathetic. So I'm like, this is life.
Call.
This is my life now.
So, no, you do not fail it. Which gives you a chance to make a leadership check.
Yes.
To get everyone out of this emo droid.
I'm okay on leadership.
All right, roll it up. So two purple.
Oh, never mind.
You might want to upgrade your roll for halves.
Yeah, let's do that.
Call upon the force.
Call upon the force. You summon up.
So I sense everyone's just stopped, and I'm just like, God, like, it's more of not like leadership, like, we can do this, but more like, God, why are we stopping? But to, like, give him like a boost. All right, so that is
a success and an advantage. Okay, your success. You managed to...
We're so moved.
All of you guys are, like, stumbling backwards.
So, yeah, I feel they stop, and, like, I can sense a weird ripple shudder in Gippy's body. And I'm like, why are we stopping? Ugh, keep going. And somehow that, like, makes him go,
I think that's a voice in the back of my head.
I've fought worse than this. And I think with my advantage from that, I'm almost gonna like shoulder and pop out of Gippy, like.
So you guys can either shoot your way out, or does anyone have any xenology that they've learned?
Yes, I have, and
okay, go ahead and roll three purple on that.
Okay, and
someone else roll perception, two purple. So this is your education lore to recognize what this thing is.
Okay, so I peek around, I see it, and once again I pull from the Earth series of comics with Mark Winstead, and it's Mark Winstead, 7th grade science teacher. It's time to teach you a lesson. Fail with two advantage.
Anything on your perception?
Yeah, so that's a fail with three advantage.
So we go from the droid going, I'll handle this with Logan follow him up. Screen wipe to you guys running out of outside of the cliff, outside of the mountainside, like a long slope, reading down into some of that mossy fernness, and you guys charging out, running, and then a moment later, the huge, just horrible dragon hawk coming out, screaming at you, going rawr! And chasing after you,
and Giphy's behind it, chasing it.
Hold on. Someone's like, they think you're after her eggs. I only ate one.
Blaster fire coming up out. You guys are shooting at it. So everyone can take, we'll say, 2 strain.
I'm down to 1 strain.
Uh-oh. Coming down the hill, finally you guys rest, catch your breath, and the data pad starts going boop, 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 boop. There in front of you as you move these ferns aside, a huge temple. An ancient, forgotten, giant ziggurat made out of the same beautiful sandstone as everything else. Huge statues of human figures flanking on either side the opening doorway. It looks incredibly old, like old Republic old, you know, like thousands of years possibly. And stuck all over it like a cancer, the Imperial presence. Back behind it, you can see that there's some sort of makeshift shipyard filled with TIE fighters and larger ships, like a transport ship and stuff like that. You can see, just from where you guys are, at least 2 dozen stormtroopers walking around all over it, and the comm signal's coming right from within there.
Well, this gets better and better.
I say,
you can say I'm a master of disguise.
Send you in.
Cutscene dead.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.